And thank you, Tony. Welcome to West Michigan's Morning News. Steve Kelly, Brett Bikita, Rick Albin, Lauren Smith. Yesterday, the House approved the tax bill. Your Lakeshore Congressman Bill Huizenga is on the lifeline with us this morning. Thank you for taking the time this morning, Congressman.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So if this were to become law, and you and Rick know better than most what happens next, but if this bill were to become law, the one that you voted for, what would it mean for the average West Michigander?
The Tax Institute took IRS statistics and actually did a calculation for the middle-class families in Michigan. It's a $2,598 cut. I'm sorry, that's nationally, but in Michigan, it's $2,512. I mean, that's $200 a month. That's significant, and that would be a key goal met. The other is to make sure that we are supporting small businesses, all those pass-throughs. It might be a pizza parlor, it might be a small machine shop. Those are typically LLCs or S corporations. So we need to provide real relief because they are the engine of our economy.
So the question then becomes, what is the possible? I mean, over in the Senate, you've already got people that appear to be walking away from this thing, and they don't have the margins. You guys lost, a dozen yesterday, but you got the margins. You can do that in the House. They can't do it in the Senate. So what are they going to do?
Well, as you know, Rick, it's all about trying to get together and figure out where you can come up with places where you can find agreement. You know, the good thing is with the House and the Senate bill, we have some agreement, a lot of agreement, and everything from the child adoption tax credit to how we want to, at least the goal of how we want to make sure that we are dealing with these small businesses. And now comes the challenge, the details. And we are going to have to see whether the Senate can put anything together. That is the burden that they have. I believe it's incumbent upon them to do that. And I really hope that they do their job. It'd be helpful if our senators here in Michigan would be a part of that process, but they've kind of pulled themselves out of the game already.
Well, there aren't going to be any Democrats that are going to be on board on this thing, are there?
Yeah, and the irony is that in 2003, when the Bush stimulus after post 9/11, Debbie Stabenow was on the House floor, on Senate floor, sorry, talking about the need for a child tax credit, talking about the need for the marriage penalty to go away, talking about the need to help small businesses because they are the ones where we see economic growth. And this bill coming out of the House delivers all three of those things. So I wish it wasn't political and partisan, but, you know, welcome to the modern age, I guess.
I'm interested to know, as a congressman now, you've done your job on this thing, and it moves on to a different part of our government. How much more influence obviously coming on the radio and doing things like this helps then with what you would like to see moving forward. But what else can you do?
Well, certainly the citizens of Michigan have some influence. They need to be contacting senators and letting them know what they think. That's first and foremost. Second of all, we do have relationships over there. I've got a lot of House members that I came in with in 2010 who are now senators. You know, some pretty high-profile people like Cory Gardner and Tim Scott and a number of others. But we've got a lot of relationships over there. So we're talking to them, trying to figure out, okay, what are they able to go do and how are they able to get there? Are those things that we could go along with as well? So there is communication that goes back and forth, but my personal experience has been the older sort of long-term Senate folks, they kind of put themselves in the star chamber and in the black box. Just they don't communicate quite nearly as well as what we do with some of those younger folks who had been newer folks who had served with us together. And so it's all about relationships, like everything else in life. You know, you got to have those relationships and the communication.
Well, we appreciate your communication with us this morning, Lakeshore Congressman Bill Huizenga. As always, a pleasure. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, guys.